Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Hello, buddy. Great to have your company on this Saturday afternoon. What a beautiful afternoon for footy it is. We are at Pepper Stadium where the Panthers take on the Titans. You'll hear it right here on Triple M from 3 o'clock this afternoon at 2.30. Sterlo will join us as we preview that game and anything else that is moving in rugby league. Still some time, though, to go. Obviously, it is women in league round. Ryan Girdler is here. His daughters are going into the stadium to watch a game of footy live for the first time. Gerd, you all prepared?
Yep. Yeah, they're really excited about it, Tonya. I can't wait. They're always asking about Dad and where he played and what it looked like and all that sort of stuff. So they'll be able to come out here and have a look at the ground, and they're pretty excited to sit up there in the stand.
And will they be surprised that you get treated like a god here when you walk in and people, you know, waving palm fronds at
Tony,
you?
Because I expect to be treated like a god at home as well.
So. Oh. Hey, did Karcher, you met Karcher after you finished playing, didn't you?
I did, mate, yes.
Where'd you meet her?
We met in Manly a couple of months after I retired, yeah. So she hadn't seen. No, she's been to a few games since. I think she's been to a couple of grand finals and maybe a couple of origins just to have a look at the game. But I don't even think she's been to a game out here yet.
Did she know how good of a player you were?
Well, I think she did after I showed her a bit of footage. No, she had no idea what was going on.
What's your go-to bit of footage then if you have to show somebody how good you were?
They had a testimonial for me out here and they had a highlights package, so that's just always sitting in the DVD. So if someone
DVD
walks in, I trip over the remote controller, it comes on, it just...
A couple of intercepts.
It appears.
A couple of intercepts. And of course, the new intercept king is Luke Lewis. He's just genius at it. Sadly, none of the South Sydney players had the decency to throw an intercept ball for him last night when he was playing his 300th game of footy. The team, of course, did get up and win the game for him. The Sharks, as a look at the Tyre Power scoreboard, 26 over the Rabbitohs, 12. And a great pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. Luke Lewis. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
28th man in that very exclusive club of 300 games in the NRL. How did it feel for you running through the banner?
Oh, mate, it was mind-blowing, to be honest. I never really thought about it too much during the week, and then when it sort of came and I see my daughter just sort of sitting at the end of the tunnel and I got to carry her out, and then to see all my mates from school and then have my family there and my mum and that was sitting there beside me, and then to run out in the field with my wife as well. It was pretty cool, mate, something special and something I'll never forget. So, yeah, look, I owe Cronulla a big thank you. I thought they really put on a great night for me, and they also did a, you know, the week leading into it was amazing as well. So something I'll never forget.
Louis, it's a hell of an elite club. What are your favourite memories when you think back over the course of the last 17 seasons?
Oh, who's, mate? There's a lot of great memories. Obviously, you know, I can't go past, you know, my debut and obviously the grand final of 2003 and opportunity to play for New South Wales at a young age and play with some great players. And then 2016, mate, stands out the most. Obviously, my daughter being born and then winning the grand final and first time in Cronulla and just everything about it, mate. So, look, it's so many great memories, mate. But, you know, the week this week, it just brings a lot of those memories back. And I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to experience and just what everyone's sort of done for me, all the video messages that people sent out. It's just been amazing. So, mate, it's just been a great 17 years so far.
Louis, first, Gerds, mate, firstly, congratulations on last night. And, it was a real honour, mate, to share part of that journey with you. I just want to chat about where you are in your career now. How do you see your role at the club? You've always been a player that, I remember when you first started, always asked a lot of questions. You wanted to know, you know, your attention to detail was second to none. What's your role with the Sharkies now? I mean, obviously, you've always been a player that wanted to give back. You're giving back to those young guys. Do you see that as a future for, you know, Luke Lewis?
Yeah, Gerds, I definitely think so. Well, I'd like to think so anyway. It's at the moment, my role is actually really easy. I just need to get out in the field and make sure I'm training hard and setting a good example. If any kids are sort of want to ask a question, hopefully I've got the answer for them. And they just sort of be there, really. Just if, you know, sometimes young kids just need to get some, you know, some stuff off their chest. And I'm pretty approachable, I think. And mate, I've got a good, really good relationship with a lot of young kids out there, which has been, you know, probably my favourite part of it all. And mate, just and just being out in the field with them and sort of going through the emotions that they go through and the ups and downs that they're going to go through over their career and be able to sort of give a bit of advice when I can is pretty cool. So, mate, we've got a lot of senior guys in our side that are similar to that, but for me, that's probably my biggest role. And mate, just doing my part for the side and going from there, mate, is probably the, you know, the most exciting part about it. You know, it's not too hard. I've just got three little things that I need to focus on, and the rest is basically just being there for the young kids and making sure that they're pretty sweet, mate, for the game, and making sure they're getting the game plan nailed. And yeah, that's basically it, mate, to be honest with you.
Hey, Louis, it's Del, mate. Congratulations, mate, on a wonderful career so far. Mate, you're just the ultimate professional. And watching a young bloke, a young skinny winger from Penrith, obviously going to, you know, obviously Cronulla and playing New South Wales and Australia as an edge back rower. Mate, for you, how was it going from the Panthers as a club you loved, obviously won a grand final, and then going to the Sharks? Was it a tough one, or is it sometimes you need that change?
Yeah, well, I think it definitely was at the time. 2012 was probably the hardest back end of the year in my footy career by far. It was, you know, always tough to leave a club that I supported as a kid. And then obviously had the opportunity to play a lot of footy for Penrith and had so many great memories. But obviously, mate, everything's a bit of a business and you know, things change. And at the time when I left, I thought this isn't good and, you know, the grass isn't always greener. But then when I got the opportunity to go to Cronulla, it was the best thing that happened to me. It revitalised me. It gave me a lot more, I suppose, goals and things that I really wanted to focus on and gave me just that, I know, I suppose, a fresh of breath air, I suppose you could say. And mate, it took a little while to sort of find my feet at Cronulla, but then when I found it, I realised what my job was and what my role is and what I needed to do to make sure I could put my best foot forward for myself and for the club. And mate, I would never change a thing now. It's just been an amazing 5 years out here at Cronulla. And like I said, to win the grand final out here and the first time in the club's history, the mates that I've made out here and just to see all the old people that haven't experienced the grand final come up and say thank you and, you know, sort of shed a tear, mate, is something I'll never forget. So it's been a great opportunity and, you know, I thank everyone who made it possible, to be honest.
So good, Luke Lewis, 300 games he played last night. Now, in that first game, Monday night, 7:30 it was, in 2001 in Melbourne, Penrith v the Storm, listed at number 17 to play that game. Your first game, Luke Lewis, was Ryan Girdler. You told me during the week that he was a no-show, injured like he was a couple of weeks ago here for the show, just didn't turn up. Do you feel bad that you didn't actually play? You were slated to play in this man's first game. He's played 299 since and you weren't there. What happened?
I can't remember, Tony.
Really?
No. I was probably out and that's probably why he got his start, so you should be thanking me.
Oh,
I just wanted to say, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, your 300th fell in women in league round and you're very close. Got some special women around you, mate. You want to tell us about them?
Yeah, mate, obviously just my mum, she obviously, mate, really paved the way for me. She's done so much work for me when I was a kid, and I'm sure every other mother out there who have got sons and daughters that are playing rugby league will be doing the same thing. And you know, so just to have them there, you know, last night, like you said, 4-1 women in league round is massive. And then to have my wife and my daughter and my sister, they're the three girls that are in my life, you know, 100% of the time. It's every week I see them, always doing dinners and catching up with each other. So, mate, it was just, for me, it was just a blessing to have them out there that night and, you know, just to share it with every woman in league and everyone who's sort of played a role and really made the game what it is today is pretty special. So, mate, just very lucky, I suppose, that it fell this weekend. And, mate, it's going to bring back some good memories, I suppose, when I look back in, you know, 5-10 years' time.
Luke Lewis, once again, congratulations on that amazing milestone. Well done. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me. Have a good afternoon.
Will do. We plan to, as we head towards kickoff, 3 o'clock, the Panthers and the Titans. Saturday, Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. A bit of NXS there as Triple M rocks the footy, never tear us apart. Look, obviously the two teams intend to tear each other apart later on this afternoon at 3 o'clock. You will hear the call then, and it is all about the call with this.
Rugby League.
Quick passing from Reaper to Gasnier, who goes over in the corner.
The greatest game of all.
On to Rogers for the kick once more.
Anybody score?
Many try.
Play out to the referee. Yes!
All succeed. Potter back to land. It takes skill.
Kenny's got the yard with him. It's over.
Determination.
Now it's a race. They are not going to catch him.
Compassion.
This is remarkable. That was absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful rugby league moments.
And that's just behind the microphone.
Oh!
It takes a legend to be the voice of rugby league.
The greatest game of all.
But who will be the next great to call the game? Stay tuned to the M's on the run to the finals as we find the Triple M footy voice. Is it you?
The footy voice, that's what this is all about. The opportunity for you to win, to become the next Ray Rabbits Warren or Dan Kinane, obviously, Maroon. Any of these three, only the gentlemen who are with me right now, Wendell Sale or Ryan Girdler, who will be calling the game this afternoon, your chance to become involved, Triple M offering someone a footy commentating experience, plus you get your tickets, obviously, for you and a mate to the NRL Grand Final, and maybe a start at Triple M with a new career. All right, enter. All you have to do is this. Record your best rugby league commentary on your smartphone. You know, it's obviously got to be something of quality.
Yeah, for
not
sure.
Not just what you're saying, but yes. What you're recording it on.
How so you say it,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Head to the win page at triplem.com.au for details. We spoke about it last week, but the important thing this week, gentlemen, is we have some examples, okay? Some people who we've got. We'll just play you a little bit of a montage. And, Wendell, you're the best among us at criticising other people in a nice way. In a nice way, you often
tell... It's called standards, Tony.
Yeah, that's
standards,
right.
Standards, mate. It's
good. Okay,
thinking,
so
mate.
You can start. Once we play this, you can tell us how well these people have gone. Have a listen.
Mark Flanagan from Preston's New South Wales.
Quick, play the ball. Minicello goes one way. Mitchell Pearce out the corner. Corner to Pearce. Pearce on to Friend. Friend tries a little sidestep and they bang him to the ground. Plays it back. Pearce passes it to Maloney. Maloney with a little short kick. Where did Jennings come from? Are you kidding me? He's come flying through. He's planted the ball on the ground. We're going to go upstairs to check this out. I tell you what, if he's got this down, this is an absolute miracle try.
Harrison Preeb from Brisbane, Queensland.
Good defence by Brisbane. The Melbourne Storm 20 metres out from their line. Cameron Smith on the fourth. He makes a darting run out of dummy half. Oh, and he dummies. It finds the hole. It gets it off to Bromwich. And Bromwich charging towards the try line. The Broncos defence won't stop him. And Jesse Bromwich crosses right next to the six.
Jacob de Boer from Newcastle, New South Wales.
Adios. Andrew. Away to Brother Matthew. Back on the inside to O'Davis. O'Davis will go through. O'Davis, he's beaten one. He's beaten two. Oh, he brought down just 15 metres out from my line. Good try-saving tackle there. He'll get up and play the ball. Badiris, Johns. Johns, he beats one. Beats two. Andrew will score.
Harry Ramage from Ryde, New South Wales.
And we're underway in Newcastle with the Knights defending the northern end, and Corbin Sims has been smashed off the kickoff by Josh King. Welcome back to Newcastle. Broncos on the attack, 10 metres out. Ben Hunt puts in a chip kick, and it's Jordan Kahu soaring above the Knights to score a wonderful try.
There you have it, gentlemen. What do you think? I think Jacob from Newcastle, the third caller in there.
You sound like Chopper.
he did. You're right. That's exactly what he did.
So what, we're not game to criticise him then?
I thought they were great.
The first two, I thought the second one was really good, mate. The first one, his energy was good, but the second one, he broke it down well, but then brought a little something. The inflection in his voice, I really love that.
This is Harrison, I think that was.
Good work, Harrison.
All right, so last week you said that you wanted to be like Seal in The Voice. You were going to hit your button and spin around on the chair. Who would you have hit your button and spun around on the chair for?
Number two.
Harrison, would you take him under your wing to mentor him through this entire process,
I'm
Wendell?
Not really good at mentoring. I can't even mentor myself. But I'll find a good mentor for him.
They were very good, weren't they?
Really good.
Is Maroon calling this afternoon?
He is.
You think he's listening as he's driving here
for
right
sure.
now? And going,
guaranteed.
Oh, I reckon he's probably,
I hate this whole idea.
He's probably listening to his own voice, actually, on the way
He'd
out.
He'd be doing red leather, yellow leather. He'd be warming up, man.
Remember, we will play some more of those. Just get involved if you can. Get onto your smartphone. Make sure it is, of course, your best up. Head to the win page at triplem.com.au for all the details on how to enter. That is the Triple M Footy Voice. It's Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
It's time to rewrite
History is now.
With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
We're outside Pepper Stadium. The Panthers taking on the Titans from 3 o'clock. Stirler will join us at 2.30 to preview that game. All thanks, of course, to Coates Hire. And right now, though, it is time for this.
Bucks, yeah, it's me, I'm back, baby, bigger and better, because I'm a beast.
Have you ever recorded anything musically, Wendell?
I thought about it.
No, have you not, though? Has
anybody,
you have?
I've recorded a couple of songs.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
The Sexiness?
Yeah, no, no. My manager, when I first went to the Broncos, said, mate, you know what? We should get you to record a few songs, mate. Because I think Alf and Kevy had done it.
Yeah, that's right. The Ipswich, whatever that was.
I'll record a few.
Hey, we're the Bronx.
Yeah. I recorded a few songs in the studio, but they didn't really see the day of light, mate. The light of day, sorry.
Really? Were they rap style or what? Were you all blues, or what were you doing?
No, I've got a good Barry White. I've got a good R&B voice.
I know, it's beautiful. We hear it all the time.
No, I've got a better voice now. I'll sing something for you later.
Come on. Hey, do you need a musical background?
No, I'm just shy with everyone. I'll sing something for you later.
Look, you're too busy and important to stop and talk to us.
He had to walk straight through. He's flashing his new final ring, so get this in here, boys.
Exactly. All right, what does the Fox say, Jimmy Hooper?
Well, Tone, it's been death by a thousand cuts, hasn't it, for the New South Wales Rugby League and all Blues supporters, all the negative headlines over the course of the last week. What happened yesterday was there was a really important board meeting. Now, they didn't resolve anything in terms of who is going to be the head coach rolling forward, but what you can guarantee is they're going to have another board meeting next Friday, and I think out of that we'll get some clarity around whether Laurie Daly will continue or perhaps whether they're going to go in a fresh direction. Initially, earlier this week, Laurie Daly was going to get a new two-year deal, but I think as the week's worn on and all the post-mortem and all the negative headlines, certainly some directors are having second thoughts, and I think that we could well see the Blues decide to go in a different direction. We'll find out. We'll have a definitive answer by this time next week. So,
has anybody... We haven't heard from Laurie at all. And you look, you can understand and respect that he needed a bit of space, but last time around, I think he was, you know, he has a regular gig on NRL 360. He wasn't there. So we don't know yet definitively whether his decision, because he had apparently made a decision, was thinking, going to mull over it for, 10 days or 8 days, whether that decision was he wants to keep going. What are you hearing is what his desire is?
Well, it's fascinating, Tone. Prior to the series, Laurie spoke at a sports luncheon, and essentially he suggested that this was going to be his farewell swan song as a coach. It's his fifth year at the helm, and basically said words to the effect that in all likelihood, this would be his last series. But then after that brilliant performance in game one, I think he started to have some second thoughts, and obviously there was a belief that New South Wales had a really strong playing group and were on the precipice of starting to do some really special things. So at this point in time, no one knows. Loz is off. He's obviously got family commitments and he's decided that he just needs a little bit of time out. So he's away just tending to other issues. And look, we'll hear from him in due course when he decides to come back. But I just get the feeling that the fallout over the course of the last week, things have shifted a little bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if... people do feel as though a change might be the best thing.
Isn't it funny how it's turned? Like, after game one, I won't name players, but some players were talking about this could be a dynasty for New South Wales and that.
It's embarrassing that that was even discussed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And are there names being mentioned? We've mentioned names here, obviously, as an alternative. There's Dean Pay, there's Brad Fittler, obviously. Have any of those kind of continued to bubble?
Yeah, for sure. Through? Look, they're the types of players who played for New South Wales and would also be happy to be the coach if the role was to become available. At the moment, it's obviously not available, but look, I think Freddie would do a great job. I'm sure Dean Pay would do a great job. He's done a brilliant job.
Hey, would Trent Robinson and Craig Bellamy?
Absolutely, they would. Obviously, they've got club commitments at the moment. So
it'd be too hard to do, mate. You couldn't do both. You couldn't
But we spoke with Michael Maguire last week. He's an NRL coach, and he said that it's a possible thing to do.
Ask Craig Bellamy. It'd be too hard to do, I reckon. Like, there's so much that goes into it that people don't understand. Like, Kevy Walters, I know he's got media commitments. He doesn't coach NRL. But from, early in the season to late in the season, doing all those programs and stuff, there's a lot that goes into it.
What about the rest of the report on the Blues and what happened?
Yeah, look, obviously, essentially they absolved themselves of a lot of the negative headlines over the course of the last week. I don't think too many people were buying into that, Tone, in terms of the New South Wales Rugby League giving themselves a leave pass. They've decided that they're going to get somebody independent to do a report on the entire campaign, and that from there that'll then be presented to them, and again they'll come up with some firmer decisions. But
when does that happen anyway? Is that always done?
Yeah, it is standard practice.
It's not just,
well, normally they don't get an independent person.
That was 2010 was the last time.
Brian Canavan, yeah, that's right. Yep. Brian Canavan came in years gone by. But I don't know. Look, I just worry. I don't think you need...
What are they looking to find?
100%. You don't need too many reports. Yeah. Essentially, Tone, everybody can see what's happened here. Yes, they put in a brilliant performance in game one. They were close in game two and then poor in game three. Right. They've got to make some tough decisions. Simple as that.
All right. Anything else in...
I just want to give a wrap to a couple of NRL players as well, because I thought there was a couple of really terrific positive stories this week. The first one is Trent Hodkinson, that story that was on the front page of the Telegraph on Thursday. What a brilliant touch. The fact that he decided to take a young girl from Curry Curry High School who was terminally ill to her Year 10 formal.
Hannah Rye.
Yeah, no, it was a really nice gesture and just symbolic of the style of bloke that he is. I think there's a lot of examples of players like that.
That was
in
the sweetest,
game.
Saddest story. Absolutely. Yeah, I've read for a long time.
There's plenty of those stories in the game of rugby league. And then the other one, look, we just had him on a moment ago, Luke Lewis. Absolute champion bloke and absolute champion player. Couldn't be more happy for him that he reached that magnificent milestone last night.
All right, plenty still to get to. How does Dez Hasler feel now? The Bulldogs again on the receiving end against Brisbane. We'll get there. We'll look at these games that are ahead as well. Samantha Leisha, of course, is the face of Women in League. All ahead for you on Saturday. Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers. Triple M just rocking the footy as we do on a Saturday afternoon, coming to you from Pepper Stadium outside near Australia's Hog Steakhouse, where Wendell is heading straight after the game today. So if you haven't managed to get a selfie with him in front of where we are, all thanks to Coates Hire, who's the beautiful setup, Wendell will be at the Australia's Hog Steakhouse for 4 or 5 hours this afternoon, I think.
But
starting at 5 through till 10, I think.
Why is it a buffet?
But I've got an 18th birthday party to get to, mate.
Oh, you do, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, how far have you got to travel for your 18th?
I've got to get all the way to Kiama.
Mm-hmm. There was a Panthers fan who came through earlier today, a lovely woman who stopped to tell the story that she did see Wendell playing football. What, and your pants fell down?
Yeah, well, it was one of my 2009, I think. I took one of those barnstorming runs I did up the middle, and then someone, I think it was Nathan Smith, grabbed my pants and pulled it down, and obviously you could see it was like a big chocolate moon.
Was that when you made the gag afterwards about the bike rack or something like that?
No, I didn't make that joke, but I remember I got home that night, and then obviously went to sleep. Next morning, I sort of opened up my eyes, and my daughter at the time was about 6 or 7, and she goes, looks at me, Matisse goes, Dad, so embarrassing. I saw your big chocolate bum on TV last night. So
did you wear conventional underwear under your football shirt?
You know, I wore like black Speedos. I love these Speedos. I got white ones, but when I played footy, I don't know, for some reason I wore my black ones. They were my lucky ones.
The superstition.
Them. Yeah, I just love black on black, baby.
He saves the white ones for poolside.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Are they see-through?
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, it is time to put your thinking caps on as we play this game.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3 in 5.
Oh, I love Tony Sessions. I love the 3 in 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3 in 5.
We were very excited to learn last week on the show of the cooking skills of all of my co-hosts. They were quite extraordinary. Wendell knew how to do eggs 3 ways.
Yeah.
That correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Including
he's poaching eggs at home.
Poaching.
Yeah.
Yes, it's radio. That is a symbol of a nose growing, obviously, there for those who are. Obviously, you've got Gerds, you're involved in the cooking industry quite significantly. So I thought I'd give you some cooking questions today. Plus, I've mixed it up. For you, Hoops, I thought I'd start, but it is Women in League Round. I've got a very tough question for you. Women play such an important role in all of our lives. Can you come up with, for me, please, 3 world leaders who are women?
Oh, this is easy.
The British Prime Minister.
Well, yes, Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, is indeed a woman. I mean, the most powerful person on the planet at the moment in leading the free world, because forget about Trump.
Merkel,
thank you very much. Yeah. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor in Germany.
Yeah, related,
there are thousands.
Yeah, related to Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel.
Yeah, nice. On the same page, see that?
You got half a point for getting the title without the name. Okay. All right, Wendell Saylor, could you please name three French dishes.
Yes, baguette, French fries, and
escargot.
Snails.
French fries. Yeah, that's very, very good. I would have taken duck à l'orange as well. Monsieur, a bouillie base. There's so many. Yeah.
I remember years ago, there were Owen Finnegan did the old duck à l'orange. Is it?
À l'orange.
Yeah,
later on.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Later on.
Yeah. So do I get one?
No, I'm going to give you two.
French
fries. Is
yeah, the
brilliant.
Deal.
French fries is brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan Girdler, can you come up with three famous British chefs?
Oh, yes. Oh, easy.
Oliver, that cranky guy, what's his name?
Ramsay.
Yeah, nah,
Ramsay, Nigella Lawson, yeah. We're taking as well.
She's my sort of girl.
Not a,
Wendell Saylor, I declare you the winner of this week's 3 in 5 on Saturday. Triple M
NRL. Thank
thanks, Brian's lawyer.
A minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Wendell Saylor, Tony Squires with you in front of Pepper Stadium. Wendell is just walking among the people like Jesus. He's the king of the kids.
That's
he's
Harry
going
Rolls.
Back down there. That's how he rolls. Mm. He doesn't really care about whether he's actually doing the show, the whole professionalism thing. All he needs to do is just spread the love.
He's spreading the
love of rugby league.
Look, lots of kids now gathering around Wendell. Wendell's giving them the bird behind. That's terrific work. He's got the fingers up. Lovely.
Yep.
That's the rabbit ears, Tony.
Rabbit ears.
So, come on, mate.
So two fingers rather than one. Yeah.
Are you moving? Are you going on through to the Blue Mountains to the estate up there to stay in the East Wing?
Yeah, that's right.
We've got for the weekend or not?
He's got the chopper out.
The chopper's parked.
It's just a short 15 minutes.
It's just near Penrith Paceway, the chopper, so around we'll go and head straight up into the mountains. Beautiful.
Did you send the luggage ahead or have you going?
No, I travel light, as you know. I have separate wardrobes here and there.
Oh, okay. Just linen and they're pyjamas, is it up there?
Pyjamas.
Slippers.
Who's wearing pyjamas? Exactly. Look, plenty to get to. Let's have a quick look at the Tyre Power scoreboard. We spoke to Luke Lewis earlier. It was his 300th game, and the Sharkies did it for him, 26-12 over the Rabbitohs. As we know, the Rabbitohs, basically, it's all over for this season. What do we make of the Sharks' performance? Again, I guess that score kind of flatters them. They scored a couple of tries at the very back end of that game.
Yeah, at the same time, though, Tone, they just have an ability to get the job done when they need to. It's an important game. Obviously, they wanted to win for Luke Lewis in his 300th NRL appearance. And look, James Mullaney was great, had some nice touches. Jack Bird wasn't there, but I thought young Capewell did a reasonable job in his absence. And they're just building nicely. They're still inside the top four. They're going to be there at the business end of the season. Wendell, what did you think?
Look, I think the Sharks, after coming out of the Origin, they haven't got back to probably clinical best.
Yeah.
But you don't need to at this time of the year. You just need to keep winning games. I think they lost a few games back end of last season, you know, coming into the finals. But they're a championship team. They know they're in the storm for me. They can go to that next level. And last time, they just have to do what they, you know, just have to get that win. But the Bunnies, man, I feel sorry for them, like, because they're thereabouts. But they just can't close it out.
They're awful. They're awful.
They make mistakes, don't they?
They're bad to watch.
But you know what? I think they've got 6 or 7 players around the age of 21 or 22. And you've got to learn to stay in the grind week in, week out. Young Braden Burns there, he's got to make that play. His job is to score tries.
Yep.
He scores that try. They get 2 in front.
With the kick, you mean taking the kick, yeah.
Taking the kick. I know he scored one earlier. And even when they put one in behind, mate, he's got to get there first, you know. There's an urgency there with the Cronulla team. And I've got to say this, mate, James Maloney, he's a player. Mate, if he wants a little bit more money, give him more money. He's a match winner. If he doesn't play last night, they don't win. Simple as that, the Sharks.
Good call.
What are you hearing about that? There's talk of Cooper Cronk at the Sharks. And that would, I'd imagine, be at the expense of James Maloney.
Oh, look, I think there's still a lot of things to fall into place before that's anywhere near being ticked off on, Tone. It's no secret James Maloney has made it known that he would like an upgrade from the Sharks, but from a Cronulla point of view, well, they're saying to him, well, you've got a contract for next season. Yeah. You only signed that 18 months ago, so we're quite happy with the terms of the contract at the moment, and there's a little bit of argy-bargy going on behind the scenes. There was some talk earlier this week that James Maloney, that Cronulla might actually decide, you know what, let's just give him the upgrade. He's probably earned it.
Yeah.
He is that good a player. I've been saying it for a long time now. They should have given it to him a month ago. Like, yes. He's a gun player. There's only a few playmakers in the game who wear the number six jumper who can do what James Maloney does. He's a brilliant goal kicker. He's a big game player. They don't win that grand final last year without him. If I'm a Sharks supporter, I want him in my team. I don't want to see him running around next year for the Knights or whoever else. Souths were having a crack. I think they've now backed off a little bit because they weren't able to get it over the line. But, yeah, there is still a little bit going on behind the scenes there.
But even off the field, sorry, Tane, even off the field, he's that sort of guy. He's good in the team environment, you know. He's a bit of a joke, a bit of a larrikin, doesn't take himself too seriously. And, mate, whether you're a young bloke or whether you're one of the experienced players, mate, James Maloney's going to bring you into it, and it's great.
Yeah, well, they didn't win last week against the Titans without him, and they got the job done last night. South Sydney, as you said, they came back at them in the second half, and they're throwing a lot of balls and making some rhythm, but then they just throw that pass to their opponents. So just that mistake at the end of some positive stuff that's been killing them all year, hasn't it?
Similar to the Bulldogs, they play that style of football that is so structure reliant and dependent on getting to spots, certain spots at certain times, and then block plays, and it can be frustrating to watch. I think the biggest news out of last night for the Bunnies was how Sam Burgess.
Yeah.
Obviously, we saw him struggling with that injury throughout the game. So. I just think for Souths, look, this season is gone now. They'll get Dane Gagai next year, but...
GI will be back.
They've still got, GI will be back, yeah. So there's still reason for optimism there, but they've got a lot of work to do.
Reason for optimism in Bulldog territory, they went down. Oh. They were thumped by the Broncos. No other word for it. They were thumped.
Mate, I was at Suncorp. Mate, they had chances. And Moses Umbai obviously came in to play hooker. Mate, Frawley was at halfback, and some signs looked okay. They're early. They got to positions on the field. Even the first try, they scored down that right side. Mate, they sort of went outside the game plan a little bit, played a bit of ad-lib football. There's a little bit of second phase stuff there. But then there's no trust. It's a bit like South. There's no trust in what they're doing. So that's got to come from Dez or those senior players, There were some players trying hard out there, but they were pushing passes. But, and I think even Andrew McKellar, on the tip sheet, it's a bit like Cam Smith and that. Don't take his dummy. Game opened up because he dummied, went through a 50-metre break. All of a sudden, Tatamoga scores, and the game changes just like that. With the Dogs, there's usually been a mental toughness with the Dogs. Their season's on the line. To get beaten, I think, 42-12 or 42-14, I saw them in the Qantas Club the next morning, and they were pretty shattered. They know their season's over, the Dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy the Jet has re-signed for the Broncos. That's obviously good news.
Good to see they found some money for him.
I tell you what, he's a gun player, and so is the hooker that you just touched on there as well, Andrew McCulloch. Like, they've both been in great touch for the Broncos over the course of the season. Look, with the Dogs, Tone, there's all sorts of rumblings going around about the Bulldogs at the moment and whether Dez can survive beyond this year. He only signed a contract extension back in April for next year and 2019 as well. Their CEO, Raylene Castle, who she's actually on the way out at the end of the year anyway, but she's been ringing people behind the scenes over the course of the last week, guaranteeing that Dez will be there and that he has got a contract. He's got the full support of the board, but depending on which way you want to interpret that, that could mean that he's there or it could mean that there's some things going on behind the scenes. There's certainly a lot of noise.
Right. They've got to make a decision there, the Bulldogs, because, the style of play that they have and those players, that they shouldn't be getting beaten by, like, 30 points, at Suncorp Stadium like that.
You called Ryan Gurley. You haven't said a word here. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, I called the game last night, Tane, I didn't get to see the Sharkies game, and then I was travelling, so I didn't get to see the Thursday night game either. Okay. So I just sort of sit back and just have a listen and learn off the boys.
Poor Douglas mode.
It was great. So that's what I've got to say about that.
What about when people walking in here, they're like, they're bowing to you and that?
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
You are royalty.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But the two people were this before, didn't you see them, Tane?
I know, I saw it. I mean, the fact
that lady just had a twitch, Wendell.
The fact that Gerd's arrived on a donkey with people waving palm fronds. I thought that was a
Tony.
Absolutely.
It's like Tony walking down Oxford Street.
Oh.
Bondi Junction.
Bondi, I mean.
So. I love Oxford
that was
Street.
March.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Brighton's Lawyers.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's Lawyers. Protecting your future.